Brooklyn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go briefly to Afghanistan, our policy, the history, and what is happening. And this may be something or an aspect of it you hadn't thought about. And here it is. Russia just announced that is withdrawing its consulate from northern Afghanistan, the area that borders Tajikistan, and they are doing it out of fear of the Taliban. One of the funny things about this is Russia, China, everybody else criticize us for being in Afghanistan. Now that we're pulling out, they're deathly afraid, and here's why they're deathly afraid. The countries that border Afghanistan are China, Pakistan, Iran, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan, the so-called stans. China is deathly afraid because they already have Uyghurs in their country who are Sunni Muslims, and there are Uyghurs in Afghanistan who are militant, pro-caliphate Sunni Muslims who would like to kill apostates, which would be anybody in China. China is trying to contain that spread by their actions against the Uyghurs, which we have attacked on humane grounds, and we've done it for strategic purposes to try to weaken them in the Islamic world and their Islamic relations. Russia fought a war in Afghanistan, just like we did in the early 80s, and were driven out. Then they criticize us, but now they're deathly afraid. Because the Taliban are essentially medieval jihadists who believe in the forced conversion or murder of anybody who's not a Sunni Muslim. That includes Christians. It also includes Sunni Muslims. It includes Eastern Orthodox in Russia and Buddhists and Confucians in China. And they will spread out. It's a Nazi ideology. They're murdering the Hazaras, which are a minority group, murdering on sight any minority religion in Afghanistan. Russia and China are deathly afraid that they'll slip into their countries and commit terrorist acts. Pakistan is a Sunni Muslim country, but they are afraid that the Taliban will make inroads there and lather up really militant Islamists who are even more extreme against the government and attack the government. The funny thing about what Joe Biden did is withdrawing us from Afghanistan, which was absolutely the correct thing to do. We've been there for 20 years. The Republicans have said maybe you have to be there for 100 years. Well, no, we're not going to be there for 100 years. They have a defective culture. It's a murderous culture. And we'd simply be putting American soldiers in there to occasionally be shot in the back by Afghan collaborators. But the funny, funny thing is our adversaries, which are Russia, China, and Iran, are all under threat by the Taliban. Iran is a Shiite country. The Taliban murder Shiites, and they have a border with Afghanistan. China is trying to do it with money. They're trying to say, well, we'll put in billions of dollars in aid to Afghanistan. They're already investing hundreds of billions of dollars in Pakistan and their Belt and Road Initiative. You know something? China's Belt and Road Initiative, when they go into the third world, largely is to defraud the people that are taking the money. It's very high interest rates, and it doesn't do these countries any good. It gives a momentary rush of some sort of accomplishment. But when they do that with the Taliban in Afghanistan, China may think it's going to cheat them. They will cheat them back. Taliban won't repay it. They don't know how to repay it. They'll repay it by sending more Uyghurs into China. So stay tuned. Joe Biden did the right thing, and it was like a trifecta. He got us out. We don't get shot in the back anymore by Afghan collaborators trying to change a culture that's 1,400 years old. And in return, Russia, China, and Iran are in some sense under attack. And good riddance. They're the ones that attacked us viciously for being in there. Good luck. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Very quickly, thank you, Joe Biden, for getting us out of Afghanistan. We should have got out of there some time ago. So it's the right thing to do. Also, this weekend, 4 days for me, actually almost five, I go the interstate system. And if we can come together on one thing, I mean we, but the Democrats and Republicans, the interstate system needs to be fixed, Matt. I mean, it's a maze out there when things are busy. So apparently the Republicans are only worried about what's that called, critical race theory or whatever. I guess they're going to run on that. Anyway, you know, this is a joke anymore. It's just a, you know, January. So I'm not going to take a deep dive in all this stuff this morning, but it's just if Republicans, if you can come together on one thing, fix the roads.
Right.
So that's my thought this morning. Hey, and I'm glad Biden's president. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, you as always hit the nail on the head. Here's the deal. Let's forget about the social issues that the Republicans try to gin up against us. Let's forget, you know, and how about just repairing the roads, but the bridges too, right? The airports, broadband, the waterways. What the heck? It's America. It's our infrastructure. It depreciates. It deteriorates every 40 years or so. You got to do something. You'd think it's a no-brainer. Biden's bill, about $1.9 trillion, and frankly, he's willing to start with just the hard stuff: the roads, bridges, airports, water systems, broadband, and that would be something like $1.2 trillion over 12 years, about $1.2 trillion over 12 years, $900 billion over 7, 8, 9 years. Now, what's so hard about understanding that, as Paul says? What's so hard about understanding that? It would create tens of thousands of high-paying union jobs, good wages, good work for the trades, and not just the trades, a lot of other people. And we would rebuild. You go to Europe, they have state-of-the-art highways. We have very good highways, don't get me wrong, but we're a bigger country than any of them in Europe. We're a bigger country, and we got to repair ourselves. What's holding it up is the Republicans, because they basically don't want Biden to succeed. They don't want Biden to look good for any reason, so they can get one of their guys in, and then they get him in, if they did get him in, and they'll say, we'll do infrastructure, but we're not spending any money. We're going to give it in tax breaks to big companies. Stupid, really very stupid. Tired of hearing these guys, Paul. But the problem is we have a couple of problems on the Democratic side. Manchin and Sinema are starting to make noises that they want this and that and this one reduced. And now there's a guy named Garcia, a congressman in Illinois, who just announced yesterday that he won't vote for it either unless they attach immigration reform and a path to citizenship. Well, look, you are not going to get a lot of this stuff in budget reconciliation. Moscow Mitch will block it in a filibuster. What's so hard to understand about this? How about people in the Republican and Democratic parties getting together and saying tens of thousands of good paying union jobs to build roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and broadband is a good thing? And I don't want to be hearing from Manchin. I don't want to be hearing from Sinema. It's a good thing. Quit posing for holy pictures. Just get yourself reelected if you can. I think people in your states would like it. In West Virginia and Arizona, 2/3 of the people like this idea. And you know, to Garcia down in Illinois, great. Yeah. How about immigration reform? But not in connection with this bill. We're trying to do this in budget reconciliation. It has to be a budget bill, Jack. Otherwise, we're going to get filibustered and it ain't going to happen. So here's a call to arms. Let's do it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.